In your face with Donnie and Grace. I made a new one. I did a new one.
That's terrible. Your other one worked so well.
Hello, Grace. How are you?
I am divine, Donnie. How are you?
Good to see you. Good. You look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Always beautiful.
And you look very handsome. Here we are. Yourself.
And we have a yawning person on the phone.
But I am so excited to be speaking to this yawning person.
Yes.
This yawning person is the really incredible, I love you dearly, David Selby.
David Selby!
Hey!
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm all right. You both sound terrific.
Thank you.
Fine and dandy. Yep. So we're hanging in there.
We're New Yorkers. We're doing our thing.
In our little
New Yorkers.
Cubby
born old. And bred. Not born, though.
Bred. Definitely bred.
I came from Massachusetts. Yeah. I'm a Massachusetts girl. So, Donnie, you were born and raised here, right?
I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
God bless you.
Yeah, since I was 11, which makes that 42 years.
42 years.
You've been there enough to qualify.
I think so, too.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so, you know, David, I have to ask you a few of these questions, of course, about Dark Shadows, because everybody loves you. I fell in love with you this summer because I had never watched Dark Shadows. They're on Amazon Prime. I couldn't really go out. I had like this little unhealthy thing. So I just got addicted and I started watching. And who knew about Victoria Winters? This, that, the other thing. You weren't there with Victoria Winters, were you? You came later.
No.
Poor Victoria Winters.
No.
But you were in.
You probably know more about the show than I do, so you'll be answering your own questions.
No.
If you're not careful.
Well, no, we want to know the dish.
Yeah, we want the dish. So when you first came on, you were a ghost. You were a fiend, actually. You're like a fiend ghost. He was. He had this dark eyeshadow, and he was like, he didn't speak. Yeah. He was a fiend, and he was possessing the little boy that lived in Collingwood, and that little girl, too.
Wow. Yep. Wow, possessing. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, you were evil.
And he had this Quentin's theme.
Oh, okay.
Which was really beautiful. Oh. Did you hear the one that girl sent me? I couldn't believe it. It was like, she's playing Quentin's theme yesterday? Wow. It was so weird, but it was fun. Yeah. Funny. I mean, it just...
It was great. We used to tease it. People used to tease me and said, David, you need roller skates when you listen to Quentin's theme. I said, you're not romantic enough.
I loved it
because it was Quentin's theme song.
And it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yes, it was. And then later, you know, we did the words for it.
I had that. There's like a tribute to you on YouTube, and it's Quentin's theme with words. Did you sing?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we recorded it for, I think, Mercury Records.
Oh, I remember that.
And the great, you know, we had a great composer, Bob Cobert, did all the music. And I was just, you know, what can I say? To have your own theme song?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Nobody had one,
right? By the way, did you have fun shooting it?
Shooting Dark Shadows?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
Didn't you do like 5 episodes in one day?
we did 5. We did one a week. Wow. One a day.
One a day.
Not one a week. One a day.
Amazing. And you got you guys had to go through it no matter what. No matter what. Yeah.
Yes,
basically, you guys were staged, correctly? You were staged in different areas to come in at certain times was it staged like a play or was it...
No, I mean, it was a stage. We ran right through it from beginning to end.
Amazing.
So we'd start, we had to finish. We'd start at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7:30, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And, we would read it again. We read it the night before, and then we'd read it again, put it up on its feet, block it out. Mm-hmm. And then go downstairs. The studio where we shot was downstairs in this building. So we go down there, block it for camera, then go back up, get dressed, and you know,
and go for it.
Go for it. And boy, so, we went for it, because and there was no stopping, because what happened in those days, I'm sure you probably, you know, must know all of this, what? Is that in those days, they needed the camera, they needed the facilities or the engineering or whatever for the West Coast news feed. So we had to finish by a certain time. If we didn't, we'd have to wait like 3 hours until that was all done.
Oh, my God.
And then, and of course, no one wanted to do that ever. So we plowed right through it. And as a consequence, you have all of the faux pas, you know.
Hence,
you have dark shadow bloopers.
That's what I was going to ask you. Were there a lot of bloopers? Were there moments when you guys just broke and just had you know, had to have a laugh?
Oh, my God, yes. Many. Many.
Which one was your favorite? I have a favorite that I caught. I love. Which
you
is one
do?
Of yours. Oh, yeah.
It was one of mine? I don't know, dear. I don't know, Gracie.
When was the last time you watched it?
Watched Dark Shadows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 20 years?
Oh, wow. That long, huh?
I hear a laugh. Yes, I haven't seen it since it came out.
Well, it's on Amazon Prime. It's fabulous.
I can't remember the last time I saw a full episode, but it would have been, at least maybe 30. I don't know.
A long
time ago.
But it's
now,
amazing.
When you go places, you'll see snippets. Do you know what I mean? Somebody will run something or whatever. Mm-hmm. But... No, so I haven't seen it.
I can ask.
But I have, I can't tell you, I have a great fondness for the show. And a great fondness for everyone I worked with. We all worked, you know, together. And
awesome.
And
it was a great show. I loved it. Well, you know, David, when you did the thing, and this is when you chased everybody out of Collingwood. I had this question for Catherine, because we had Catherine Lee Scott on.
Yeah.
And she could not, because she was always a nice lady, so she never had to do a maniacal laugh. So Donnie and I, of course, did our maniacal laughs, which we'll do for you too, but you had to do a maniacal laugh, especially when they left. And my question is, did they tape your maniacal laugh and replay it every time you needed to have a maniacal laugh? Or did you have to keep maniacally laughing?
No, I just did. I did it again and again and again and
really?
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was live then, babe. They didn't have the...
Well, he and Angelique, she had her...
She had hers,
didn't man,
she?
That cackle.
Yeah.
Okay, Donnie, your maniacal laugh, please.
You want to hear my maniacal laugh? Okay.
That doesn't. Here's mine. That's bad.
That's it. That's all you got. You only had three bumps.
That's right. Three bumps.
Three boop boop boop. That's it.
Sort of like Beethoven, you know, just three little notes.
I think you got to do it until you run out of breath completely.
Well,
try it again. Try it one more time.
Okay. Now you just repeat that, see? It is. It's like an intro to a Beethoven piece. He just repeats his notes a couple of times.
That's it.
A few finickities, the finickinas. You never know.
All right, so I have a question. My thing is, all right, now Knott's Landing in Dallas. All right, now those were the lovely 80s.
90s.
Uh-huh. No, wasn't it the 80s?
No, those were 80s.
Yeah, definitely the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the difference between Dallas and Knott's Landing as far as
He wasn't on Knott's Landing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't on
He
those.
Got offered the part to play Gary Ewing.
I'm so
Ewing.
Sorry. You know what?
That's
read it wrong.
Right. That's
but
right.
But you were on Dallas, correct?
No.
No. I know. I was offered to... because it was Lorimar.
Oh, I see.
A fella named Merv Adelson and then Lee Rich, but Lee Rich... And said that to come on and play Larry Hagman's brother.
Oh, right.
You know.
Yes.
And then we'll spin it off. We're going to spin it off.
All right.
I was doing a play.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, man!
In New York,
really?
Yeah.
You left? You? Now look, I've been in musical theater my whole life. I've done 8 Broadway shows. I've been around for a while. And I recently was on House of Cards and some other shows. But the thing is that when you get offered a TV role, you give your 2-week notice, man.
Well, he did all right. He did better for himself because he got Falcon Crest.
Well, that's true. I couldn't leave the show or the people I was working with.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the one time I was working with Joanne Woodward.
Mm.
And a lovely actress named Shirley Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I liked her a lot.
And we were doing the Children's Hour. I can't remember, but
that play. I love that movie, the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go back to Dark Shadows. I'm sorry, Don.
Oh, my God.
10 or 15 minutes, because there are so many people who love the show
to Dark Shadows.
Okay, so is it true, is this true that... what's his name? Barnabas Collins. Jonathan Frid. Asked the producers to please get another heartthrob because he was working too much.
I have no idea, dear.
But that was what was written in your book. Isn't
I
that
don't
funny?
Know.
Isn't it
but
funny?
If he did and they hired me, I'm eternally grateful. All I know is and I've told this story, so I don't. Is that Jonathan and I got along from day one. We never, ever had a crossword or a disagreement about anything.
Lovely.
And I told the story before how a wonderful lady that I met early on in New York, pretty early, I went down to meet her. I didn't know her, but I went down to meet her. Her name was Marion Doherty. She was a casting
director. I remember Marion, sure.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Amazing. And she put me in a cab and paid for the cab.
Wow.
And came with me and took me up to Dan Curtis's office.
Wow.
And that was it.
The rest is history. And let me tell you, when you became Quentin, it's so convoluted, but you went back, what's his face? Barnabas went back to change things so that you wouldn't be the evil ghost possessing David. And all of a sudden, here you are, this handsome, gorgeous guy. But you could act, David. I got to give you that. You had that guy down. You were charming. You had those twinkly blue eyes. You were really good. You have to give yourself props for that.
I appreciate that. I was very fortunate to have... a great team, all the writers around me, Sam Hall, Gordon Russell, and the wonderful directors, Henry Kaplan, Leela Swift, a pioneer in for women in American television. And I worked with another woman on another show back then or right after that named Gloria Monty. Those two women, they were, and along with Marion Doherty, I owe a lot to those people.
Well, you did your job there, but I want to say you then became this humongous sex symbol, and you were in 16 magazine along with Jonathan Frid.
Well, that was Gloria Stavers. because of Gloria Stavers, who ran 16 magazine.
You were all over the place.
Yeah, she took a liking to Quentin.
Greeting cards. How about Joan Bennett? How'd you like her?
Joan Bennett was wonderful. Joan Bennett's father, Richard, was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, her sister.
Constance
mm-hmm. Bennett. Joan, at first, I remember Joan told me she didn't even want to be an actress. But her father had sort of, put them in the game. And that was it. And then... But again, she was wonderful, and it's because of her.
Wow.
Her commitment to do the show
that
Dark
great.
Shadows went on. Oh, yeah.
She really was. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
I just re-looked at another one of that. And also, there's one more thing I want to ask you. You were married before, and you've been married to this woman for how long? Chip? For how long?
Chip. Longer than you are old.
Oh, yeah. But that's great. But how did she feel? Because I know how, you know, people get so obsessive and they believe that it's true. Did she,
I know.
Did
well,
she get a lot of crap
didn't want
from
to
the
print
fans?
That. They didn't want to print that I was married.
I bet.
So they kept that down for a while, I guess.
Oh, really?
As I recall. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, not, you know.
Well, you were every woman's fantasy at that time.
It didn't take long. And then Gloria came and took pictures and put us in 16 magazine.
Of you and your wife? Did she get any crap from it, though, from fans?
No.
Good.
No.
That's nice.
No.
All right. So I thought
the fans have always. There were, you know, back in those days, we were living on 59 West 74th Street.
Oh, yeah.
And I just walked to the studio every day.
Amazing.
But there were a couple of young, you know, young kids, young, you know, because they loved the show so much. But they camp out in our apartment
lobby.
Oh,
wow.
The lobby wasn't nothing. Lord. I mean, there was no lobby there, really. But they would camp.
It was a doorway.
Yeah, and a couple of them, one of them asked me to adopt them, asked us to adopt her.
Oh, my God.
She was from Texas. And there were situations like that. But it was, on the whole, all the kids, every day I'd walk outside the studio and they'd all,
wow,
you know, I don't know how many, they'd be out there and they'd follow me up the street. You know, it was the Pied Piper, but it was wonderful. They were all great.
Who was your
best
friend?
Some lovely fans. I still remember some of them from Brooklyn. They'd come up from Brooklyn,
wow,
you know, a couple times a week.
So, David, I gotta ask you this. What was it like?
Yeah.
What was it like acting with Barack Obama?
Barack Obama. Oh my God! What a
it's Lincoln's birthday today, by the way.
Hello,
happy birthday!
Hello,
ding, ding, ding.
Well, I have obviously I have a great fondness for the president and his first lady, Michelle.
I love them so much.
And they are both such classy people.
Awesome.
And she is so wonderful and warm and enthusiastic.
You must have been like, well, I mean, I'm sure you've met other presidents, but you must have been like, wow, I'm sitting here, I'm doing a scene with Barack. You know?
Well, he came up on stage, and what it was, we gave him a replica of the Gettysburg Address.
Okay.
And then it was, I guess, sometime, maybe the next time we went, I can't recall. But we went to the White House a couple of times. But one time we went to the White House, and my producer, director, who runs, still is in charge of Ford's Theater.
Oh, wow.
Paul Tetreault.
Okay.
And Paul said, come on, come on, come on. So we followed him. He ushered us in, and there was Michelle, and there was the president, first lady, and we had our picture taken with them.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So that was, and I have that picture in my family room in here.
I would certainly have that picture as well. Sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
I'm going back. I just have to finish two Dark Shadows questions.
Oh, go back.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's two. Who was your best friend on Dark Shadows?
My best friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something, I've continued to stay in touch, and I'm not siding the thing. I mean, not trying to sidestep it, your question. I have a couple of different answers. One, we were all very close.
You had to be.
I meant that.
Yeah.
Jonathan and I'd go up to his place. You know, we'd trade letters. I called him a couple of times up in Canada. Catherine Scott. Catherine and I did scenes together for other, you know, we went around and did a couple of things together. Laura Parker.
Angelique.
Angelique. We had a great time. Jimmy Storm. Humbert Allen, Australia.
I loved
all of these
him.
People.
Oh, my God.
But, Johnny Carlin.
Oh, I
Johnny
loved
Carlin
him.
Johnny Carlin and I were very close.
You murdered him in one of those things. Your brother was horrible. He was sort of like, what was he? He was like this, like, he was like a dandy, and you murdered him for some reason. And then there was, you got a curse, Magda, also known as Catherine Grayson, who I adored.
Grayson Hall,
yes.
Grayson Hall was my mentor.
Wow.
I loved her screams.
She said, do this, do that. You know, she took my hand and held on to it from the first day I got there.
I heard she was a great broad.
She was. I mean, she was a super broad. And her husband was terrific.
He was a writer, right?
Yes, he was a writer on the show, writer, producer. Yes, he was, Sam.
I loved her screams.
Yeah.
They were funny. And your friend Umberto, is that his name?
Humbert, Alan Estrado.
He was fabulous.
Yes, he was.
Because when you came back in, you were in the dark arts with him.
Yeah.
And the funniest.
And there was Donna McKechnie.
Yes.
She was a great dancer.
Yes.
She was on that.
She was like a woman.
Yes, she
a
was.
A guy drew. And I'm like at her.
Donna
and I'm
McKechnie?
Saying, yes. And I'm looking at her. I said, I know who she is, but I can't.
I've met her
who is she?
Many times.
Chorus Line.
Yes.
That's right.
She was huge.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
And then there was, who else? Virginia Vestoff. Lovely redheaded woman. There was Kate Jackson.
You did the movie with her as well, right?
Wow.
Yes, did the movie. So many like that. Chris Penick, of course, Roger Davis. So many. And some of the older, like Thayer David.
I loved him.
David,
I'm going to throw a name at you. I want to know if you remember this gentleman, an actor friend of mine who passed this past year, but he was a good man. Did you ever meet a guy named Mark Lemura?
I loved him.
Mark Lemura.
Mark
yes. Now
Lemura.
Where did I work?
Lemura.
He was on All My
Mark
Children.
Lemura. Yeah.
Lemura.
Yeah, he was on All My Children. He was what's her name?
Was he on there with
Erica
Storm's
brother?
She was at. Yeah, that's right. We lost him from lung cancer this year, but he was my friend. He was one of my dear friends.
And
you know how it happens. You know, it just was out of nowhere and it happened. But you know, for some reason I thought maybe you might have known him, but
I don't recall working with him.
Right. You might have met him once or twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he do a lot of theater too?
He did. He did.
We all did. Back
yeah.
There.
I did. I did. I
still do.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Same here. Oh my Lord. Well, David, you've had such look. You've been around for a while, and you're not stopping. Which
no,
is
that's
what
I
love.
Think is amazing. You know? I want to ask you about. Working.
I don't know how to stop.
No, me neither, dude. You can't. You why? No. This is people say, when are you going to retire? Yeah, when I die is when I'll retire.
As long as you can. You did Up in the Sandbox with Barbara Streisand.
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
What can I say? She was wonderful. Up the Sandbox. I was doing a play in New York called Sticks and Bones.
Okay.
Written by David Rabe.
Yeah.
And I got this thing, and Joe kept Pap at that time because I did several plays.
Hey, wait a minute. You worked for Joe Pap? I did too.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a minute, but go ahead. That's awesome.
No, but so then this guy, Irv Kirshner, who directed one of the Star Wars things, the second one?
Okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, he took a Polaroid of me and said, hey, I think you're right for this role. Mm-hmm. Played Barbara's husband. So I flew out to California, met Barbara over at Fox, and we got along. Except when I got back, my agents got a call and said, they said you didn't talk in it hardly. I said, well, what was I going to say?
What do you mean that you didn't like communicate with Barbara much?
No, I just didn't say much.
Yeah.
You know, I was, you know, shy or whatever.
Yeah,
I just,
you were shy,
you know.
And maybe.
And so I didn't, but I got the job.
That's all that matters,
so
then, dude.
Yeah, I got the job. They gave me the job, and so I told Joe I was going to do it, and that was tough. And my friend, or I say this is my friend, but Joanne Woodward came to see the play.
Okay.
And Joanne and was married to Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
I know.
Paul came too.
Yeah.
And Paul and I, he'd be with Joanne, you know, when we were doing the play and everything. But they were just wonderful. Joanne's mother loved Dark Shadows. So that's how I met Joanne. I got a call
so
one
cute.
Day. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And said, David, this is Joanne Woodward, but this isn't about me. It's about my mother. Can she come and watch you shoot?
How cute
oh, my
that?
Lord. That is so cool.
So she came to the set. Anyway, but Paul told me later, he knew I was, I told him I was going out there to do this film. He said, don't let him eat you up out there. Uh-huh. Come on back.
Awesome.
So that's what I did. But Barbara, I don't know what to say. She was absolutely wonderful.
Total
we had
pro.
A great time. Kirshner, our cinematographer, who shot the Gordon Willis. Gordon shot the Godfather.
Yeah, pretty badass.
It was just, you know, we had a great time. Erwin Winkler produced it.
Mm-hmm.
He and his partner, mm-hmm. Shardoff, Bob, what was Shardoff Winkler? Yeah.
Martin Shardoff?
Anyway, it was a good, yeah, it was a great time. And
awesome. Now,
wonderful.
You worked, now you've
still
you've,
is wonderful. In fact, she's
yeah.
doing a one-nighter
she's,
here.
She's
in
amazing.
LA.
She's amazing.
An
amazing.
Incredible woman.
So now you worked for Joe Papp, which when did, because I did too, I created roles in two musicals of his. One was called The Human Comedy in 1984, uh-huh. and the other one was called The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
And oh my God, yes.
I did both of those shows off Broadway, and then at you know, one was in the park. The other one was down at the
theater
at the Public. And,
Public, yeah.
And anyway,
that's where we did Sticks and Bones. We did Sticks and Bones at the Public.
Yeah, what year was that, may I ask? Do you know what year it was?
Oh, my God.
mine was 84 and 86.
Mine was 72.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
Okay.
72.
Wow.
Okay.
You know
and
what,
then
though?
I came back later and I did Siamese thing called Siamese Connections for him.
Amazing.
Which there, here's a funny story. So Joe hasn't found somebody to play my grandmother.
Okay.
Or my mother. I think it's my grandmother. Yeah,
right.
That's my grandma.
All right.
And in this play, Siamese Connections.
Okay.
Dennis Reardon wrote it. Anyway, so he calls me one day. I mean, I go down there. He says, I found somebody. Uh-huh. And I said, who? He said, Bill Hickey.
Bill Hickey?
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't
my
that
God.
The guy from Fritzy is on.
Yeah, that's the act. He's also an acting teacher at HB Studios.
Yes, at HB.
Yeah, that's right. Which
Bill
I studied
Hickey
there.
Played,
yeah,
I did
Bill
too.
Hickey.
Bill Hickey played my grandma.
Oh my God, that must have been great.
It was wonderful.
A grandmother with a voice like this. Yeah.
He was
such a
character.
I don't. Oh my God. Bill Hickey was a. He was. Yeah, he was in Preetzy's Honor. Bill Hickey was a great actor.
Yeah.
But he, you know, I always thought that him and Burgess and Meredith.
Didn't Bill do Boys in the Band? I know they're doing a new production.
They
the
are.
Original.
They are
one,
yes,
yeah.
they are. They are.
Yeah, I thought he was in the original. Yeah, as I recall.
How
but
wild.
Bill Hickey mm-hmm. knew James Dean.
Wow, of course.
So that Bill would tell me all the stories. He and Dean walking around New York together. You know.
Wow, that's
how
so
cool.
crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
I have this question for you because this is sort of like a very. This was like a big brouhaha. That you,
yeah,
you, Mr. Handsome Guy.
Oh, what'd that do?
You are the only man to have kissed Olivia Walton on the Waltons other than her husband, John.
Holy shit.
That's true.
Oh,
oh
my
nice
Lord.
Wound.
I just saw Michael a couple of weeks ago.
She's still a cutie pie. I love her.
She is wonderful. Ooh. She is still wonderful and one of the best actresses we've got.
She really is. Do you know, we had Mason Reeson here. And he was doing a show. What's the name of the show? And Michael was in the pilot. And it was actually it was very good. And she was good. But did you get any grief? Because I was sitting with somebody. This was just a few years ago. The Waltons were on the Hallmark Channel. And we're watching this. And I'm like, swoon, swoon. Go get him, Tiger. You know, that was my thing. And I was sitting with a guy. And he's like, how could he? How could he? How could he be kissing Olivia? That
my thought was
swine.
My thought is, why wouldn't he? Hey,
he was her art teacher.
Oh, that's even hotter
that's
though.
Right.
That's even hotter,
he was a
dude.
Teacher.
Yeah, oh,
he was a teacher.
She was like, "Yes, professor, whatever
no,
you want."
She's very shy but cute.
Yeah. See, and I don't. To tell you the truth, Michael and I don't even hardly remember the moment. But Earl's the one that told us. I mean, yeah, you're the only one that ever kissed her.
Isn't that wild?
You know, besides Ralph Waite.
Isn't that wild?
Well, you were cute, and I didn't blame her. But I know a man who got very. I'm like, are you kidding? This is just a show.
All right, but no, Michael. I can't say enough. She's terrific, and wow. She's doing well. She and I did a play together 2 years ago.
Wow. Now, are you writing anything? I know you've written a couple of books. Are you in memoirs? Yeah. Are you still writing?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here in front of my computer as we speak.
Well, all right, wow. Man.
You
all
know,
right.
Dave.
And I'm working on this is a screenplay. Don't ask me where it's going.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen to it. We'll see. We'll see if I finish it.
Hey, if you're passionate about it, that's all that matters, dude.
I can tell you what it's about.
Please do. Please do.
No, I can't even. No. I said, what business do I have writing this?
Everything.
It's about a married woman falling in love with another woman. Now, I know that's been done.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, I think it was done. But I don't know. I never even knew it had been done.
But yeah. That doesn't
know that.
But it doesn't mean
that
it's a good movie or not. Right.
Yeah, I didn't know it had been done until I was I'm at the end of this thing.
Okay.
So I'm gonna finish it.
You should. You know, done like 20 years ago. Things have changed. So
Yeah.
You have a whole different thing on it.
Wait a minute. Can we make it a musical?
Oh, Donnie.
Because then I'm in.
I love musicals. I did a musical. The guy who wrote it was. His name is Kelly Hamilton.
Okay.
And it was called Dance on a Country Graves. And I did it with, what's her name? She does club acts. Great singer. She sings out here at like one of these clubs.
What's her name?
I know. It's my mind. That's what's happened. But there was a lovely actor in it too named John Savage.
Sure.
John was great because John and I were doing a play for PAP.
How wild.
And they said, come and do this. So we did. Oh, what the heck? Oh, she would kill me. Anyway,
It was a musical.
But it was called Dance on the Country Grave.
How wild.
And we did it in Chicago, and it closed in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
You know, that happens.
It happens. I did Oklahoma.
Oh, where? Where'd you do Oklahoma?
Oh, in college. Oh! But not too long ago, I was, where was I? I was doing, I can't remember. No big deal. But I love musicals.
Yeah.
The first Broadway show I ever saw in my life. I went to this ticket agency. I got off a train and spent $24 or $25 for a ticket to Sound of Music.
Wow.
And I saw Mary Martin.
Wow, amazing.
And Theodore Bakel.
Sure, Bakel. Absolutely.
And Theodore Bakel later came on to Falcon Crest.
Wow. I want to go into Falcon Crest now because I was looking at this whole, you had incredible guest stars on this show. But how was it with Jane Wyman?
Jane and I, we became very good friends. What can I say? We stayed together every summer up in Napa.
Really?
I mean, when I say together, we stayed in the same hotel with the crew.
Oh.
Wow, that's awesome.
And usually in rooms next to each other. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we had a preacher on the show she liked. His name was Father Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoons, when I got back or Jane would be back, she'd call me and say, all right, come on over. So we would go over. Have a little glass of wine, and Father Bob, we would just sit there and talk, and he would, it was just terrific.
That's
she
awesome.
Was,
she
yeah.
Was, yeah, she was very religious. I know she, Loretta Young used to go to Mass every morning.
Loretta Young. There's a good story. They both had television shows, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Jane Wyman, the Jane Wyman show, and Loretta Young had her show.
Right.
Right.
And Jane told me that if Loretta liked, one of them liked their leading man, they would tell the other one. So Loretta would call Jane and say, I like him. Bring him on, take him, you know, give him a role on your show. So that's
well, there you
and
go.
And not too long ago, yeah, I ran into, there's a friend of mine who's a writer who's writing a piece for Patty Davis about the Reagan era.
Yeah.
And everyone, Jane always said, people think Ronnie and I don't get along, but they did.
Ah.
They did.
He was president and, at the time, right?
Yes. During yes, he was. That. And the Secret Service, whenever their daughter would come and...
Maureen?
Yeah, Maureen. She would come up in the summer a couple times, and the Secret Service would come, knock on the door, say, David, it's us again.
Oh, wow. How wild.
They'd have to look in your room and say, hey, everything's all right.
Wow, that's crazy. So,
I'm reading
and some... Michael Reagan was on our show for a while.
Was wow. he? As a regular?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see him, but I'm looking at all these people... And I've read a little bit about it, and that, and one thing I have to say about Lorenzo Lamas, I think mm-hmm. the only woman he was not engaged and did not impregnate was Jane Wyman. he was so
He did everybody on
but
that
it's
show.
True.
No, come on. No,
the blondes,
I did tell
the
Lorenzo, Lorenzo, you don't have to marry them all.
you hipped him.
Uh-huh. But he has good children. He's got a great job, great gal. He's driving. Good. He does a helicopter. In fact, I think he's in New York right now.
Is he?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just looking at some of these people. So you were allegedly supposed to be Jane Wyman's stepson?
His her son.
Wow.
Yeah, but
not
you,
stepson, but her son.
But she didn't know it, right? She thought you.
That's right. I didn't know it.
Yeah, how would she would know if she had a
That's
son or
exactly.
not, for crying
yeah.
out loud?
She would know.
That's right. why I pondered it. You had.
She'd pop that baby out, she'd know.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, the writers didn't know that when I first went on or whatever. They didn't know where this story was going.
Oh, wow.
But, no, again, she welcomed me right from the get-go.
That's awesome.
And we had a great time. And in fact, yeah, just think of all the people that came on to
Rod
that show.
Rod Taylor, I'm looking at a Cliff Robertson.
Rod Taylor.
Cliff Robertson.
Yes.
You had an affair with
Gina Lola Brigida.
Oh, what was that? How was that, dude?
Gina Lola Brigida.
Dude, that was, every,
Kim
that was,
Novak.
Every, that was everybody's...
Kim Novak.
Oh, my God.
Did you have an affair with Kim Novak, too?
No.
Dude, that was every... No, it was every guy's dream, you know?
Oh, Gina Lola Brigida? I didn't think she was attractive.
Oh, dude.
But I'm a chick, so what can
well,
I say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, and I just dooted you.
Well, I'm a chick, so that's
like,
all
dude.
Right. Also, how did you like... How did you like... Kim Novak. Was she
Kim
shy?
Novak was terrific.
Yeah?
Yes, actually she was. You know, Kim met her husband, at least he was a veterinarian.
Right.
And he came to, I think it was her llamas, or she had, they raised llamas. Anyway, mm-hmm. she fell in love with him, and he never left after he came and took care of her animals.
Wow.
Was that while she was doing the show, or she was?
No, it was before that. It was
How
prior
cool.
to that.
Lana,
they lived up in Oregon, I think.
Amazing.
You also had Lana Turner on?
Lana Turner. Wow.
What was that
Turner.
Like? How was Lana?
She was, again, she was terrific.
Wow.
She and Jane had some problems, you know,
really?
Because they came out of the old school.
Right.
Well, what happened was somebody said that the show did better. Our ratings were high one time when Lana's episodes came on. I don't know. Anyway, but Lana was terrific.
And Jane was not having it.
I can't see those two being friends, that's for sure. You know, that just didn't seem to be
Lana and Jane at the club, hanging out, drinking martinis, chilling it.
Right.
Celeste Holm was on.
Celeste Holm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Mel Farrar. Mel
wow.
Farrar.
Did he play awesome. Angelus?
Cesar Romero.
I saw that. Wow. I'm looking at all these people.
The original Joker.
Hey, did you know?
Cesar Romero knew Jane from the early 30s. When Jane came out, her mother brought her out on the train. Jane was a dancer, singer dancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was so cute.
And they both were under contract to Warner's early
on. How wild.
I was just watching one of Jane's movies last night because it's one of my favorite. All That Heaven Allows. With her and Rock Hudson. But the thing with Jane is she was really an attractive woman, except she got that terrible haircut. It's like the Mamie Eisenhower bangs, and she never left them after she got those haircuts.
Well, she was one of the pioneers, though.
She was great. Jane, I love her. Her show.
She was one of the great dames.
Yeah,
I also loved her in Stage Fright, and I also loved her in the other one with what is it? Magnificent Obsession with Rock.
Oh yeah,
all those.
But you look back to people like Jane and Joan Bennett. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. Joan tested for Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
And I worked with famous director. Help me out here.
Cougar? Rich and Famous.
Yes, Rich and Famous. I'll think of it.
Who, David Lean?
Cougar.
No.
Okay. Isn't it Cougar?
George Cougar.
George, very good, Grace.
Yay.
Good job.
Bing, 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 bing,
George
bing, bing,
Cougar. Yeah. And anyway.
How was that? How was
it was wonderful.
You were Candace Bergen's husband, right?
Yeah.
It's the remake of the one Marion Hopkins and Betty Davis did.
Betty Davis did. That's right. You got all this crazy.
You're
doing your homework.
Well, I'm a classic movie buff, too. I love all
that. But Candy was terrific. Jackie Bissett.
Jackie Bissett. Holy
moly,
my God.
Jackie Bissett.
So hot.
And,
Jeez.
You were in love with, you were married to Candace. Mm-hmm. And Candace was like all involved with all her stuff, and you fell in love with Jacqueline Bisset. But she,
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
They were both great.
Yes.
And
I bet it was a fun shoot.
They were very nice to me and
awesome.
Fun shoot. And
David, it has been.
And I saw Liz Taylor once. Come in the doorway to say hello to George. And I said, George is right here. And Liz got out of her chauffeur car, right over on Fox. We shot on Fox.
Uh-huh.
And she came to the soundstage to say hello to George.
That's so cool.
Very sweet.
Those were the days.
How did she look?
Oh, and here's a good story for you. So, George, we go into the... George, we're going to have lunch. Jackie and I and George.
All right.
And we go into the MGM... commissary.
Okay.
And the executive dining room is full because they're having a meeting.
Okay.
And George, though, insists on sitting in the executive dining room. So they make room for us. David, the executive at they make room for us. Jackie and I are embarrassed. We said, let's just sit out here. No. We're going to sit in here.
The old commercial.
So we did. And so we go ahead. We're served and everything and saying hello to everybody. So who comes up to our table as he's leaving is Cary Grant. And Cary says, and George introduces us.
Wow.
David, this is Cary Grant, Jackie Bissett, and on. So Cary leaves, and George says, I shouldn't repeat. George says, the only reason he goes down to the Hollywood track is because they feed him lunch.
Because he's cheap. He was supposed to be really cheap.
And then I heard, then we heard, then somebody told us laughing, I don't know if it's true or not, they said, that Cary Grant said about George. Oh, he was only ever, all he was a script supervisor.
So they had their little
brouhaha. But George was terrific. George was terrific.
How was Cary?
And later during Falcon Crest, I rode up on a plane. We rode up on a plane with Cary Grant.
Wow.
To Las Vegas because Merv Adelson's father, Merv Adelson was the Lorimar chief. Right. Merv Adelson, his father was being honored for all the charity work he did in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Was he married to that the barber lady? His last wife?
He may have been. He may have been by then. Yeah. I'm not sure. Tell you the honest truth.
How do you look? He still looked handsome to me in his 80s. I thought he was really.
You talking about Cary Grant?
Yes.
Oh, Cary Grant was the man. He was.
But you're not talking about Barbara. Merv Adelson was married to Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
And Cary Grant at that time, I think, was with Diane Cannon.
That's correct.
That
yeah, no, you're
I
right.
Don't know.
No,
I
you're
don't
right.
Know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was his last true love, I think.
Wow.
I heard a lot of rumors about Cary Grant. A
lot of fun.
I heard a lot of rumors about Cary Grant. I heard that he went both ways.
I
heard
a lot of, you know. See, I didn't.
Yeah. You didn't hear those rumors, David.
You didn't hear
Mr.
that, David.
Show
what?
Business yourself.
No, I didn't hear that.
And I say
George Cukor didn't tell you that.
I say to
you
each.
You couldn't approve it by me.
To each his own. You know what I mean?
Anyway,
David, it has been a pleasure to be talking with you, sir. And thank you for your time.
Oh, David.
You're welcome.
So much.
We're big fans.
Well, I am in love with you. But
well, then there's that.
I appreciate it. I always appreciate it. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you, David.
My heart go pitter-patter.
You can't have enough fans.
Hey, that's right. David, you want anything you want to promote? Anything?
Do I have anything I want to promote? I did a lovely film. I liked it, but I don't know what's going to happen to it.
All right.
It's called Back, B-A-C-K, Fork. Back Fork.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Little film we shot. In the state of West Virginia, it's about the opiate addiction
crisis,
problem.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I did an episode of the new Stephen King series called Castle Rock.
Fantastic.
Which I'm waiting to see because my friend and wonderful director, Michael Uppendahl, directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another show with Noah Hawley called Legion.
Oh, all right. Sure.
And we did a new episode of that for the second season.
Excellent.
Anyway,
fantastic.
That's it.
What about your books? Can you get them on davidselby.com? I'm looking for your memoir. It's like, I go to Amazon. It's like 50 to 150 bucks to get your memoir.
My memoir? I wrote a thing called My Shadowed Past.
Yes.
But that's just basically about the years in New York doing Dark Shadows.
But that's 50 to 150 bucks.
You're kidding me.
Yes. Go to Amazon and look it up.
No, it shouldn't be.
Well,
go to
davidselby.com.
Yeah, I've never been on it. But a wonderful ex-professor of English runs it, and she lives in Florida.
Yeah.
And that book should be, easy to get for less than $20.
So, well, maybe you read wrong. Maybe it was $11.25.
Yes.
No, I didn't read wrong. It was I'm going to send it to you later.
$150? Holy shit.
You just send me your address and I'll send you a copy.
Oh, you're a sweetie.
I think I've got one around here.
Oh, you're a darling. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you so much for your time. We wish you the best, my friend.
Thank you, David, so much.
Till the next time.
Absolutely. Wait, give us one more maniacal laugh before we go off.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's it.
That's
you
it.
All take care of yourselves, okay?
All right, you be well now.
Okay, bye, David. Right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. What a cutie. I loved him.
Cute. He was so cute.
Okay, no, we have to say goodbye to our people first.
I just can't hear right now.
Oh. Okay, everybody.
But I think we've had today, let me just say this to you, is that I asked a stupid question, and I realize that now, because I'm like, oh, you were on Dallas, because I actually misread, because I was looking at his credits, and I thought, I totally flubbed up on that one moment, but I thought, overall, we had a great interview.
He's a doll.
And it's always, you know what, I love you.
You do?
You're amazing.
Why?
Because you make me feel confident and comfortable with doing this sort of thing.
Because you make me feel good. We're like
a great team. It's supposed to be. We're in your face with Donnie and Grace.
And we, no, it's just fun for us. It's totally. Just like a nice, easy kind of deal. So oh, that's what great. We love about it. And
you don't get mad at me. You don't yell at me.
Why would I yell at you?
I don't know. I think I'm some Women sort like of... to yell at me.
Are you really?
Yeah, most of the time.
Sure. I don't yell
that's
at
why
people.
I'm, that's why I'm single.
Maybe you need to be yelled at, but I don't yell. No, I'm not a yeller. I hate to yell at people.
I know. Who has time?
Okay.
I love you, Grace. Thank you.
I love you, my Donnie. And we love you.
Yes. Thank you for listening, everybody.
And David Selby, be still my beating heart, you gorgeous, twinkly-eyed West Virginian you. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, my Donnie.
Thank you, Grace.